The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant in the studio with us, as well as Craig Montana running the studio for us. And, lots of red on my market screen here on my little handheld phone device here.
Yeah, but it's not scary, though.
It's not horrendous. I mean, it's not like Friday was like the big whoosh.
Mm-hmm. Friday, I had somebody walk up to me on Friday and said, "Tell me when to pull the trigger." I had no idea what they were talking about.
Oh.
And they want to know when to pull the trigger to get out of the market. I said, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at where we were, 26,000, whatever our mm-hmm. high point was, I mean, to have a 10% correction, we're talking about over 2,500 points to the downside. And right now, we're down, what, about 3% now?
That was including Friday.
Yeah.
Today it's
down. We're less than 1%, about 0.70.
Well, now it's down even lower. It's down about half. It's what happened today. It started out as 1% down,
mm-hmm.
and I think you call it buy low, sell high.
Yeah, there are people who look at it and went, hey, I'm getting an opportunity here and an opportunity there.
Finally, I get a chance to buy.
Well, and that was a problem.
Yeah, you betcha it was a problem.
And in fact, ladies and gentlemen listening, we thought it was a problem too, because it's much harder to find things that are good investments with increase in potential when the market is in the stratosphere, numerically speaking, and it is much tougher to do that. It is much tougher to get in after the train's already gone from the mm-hmm. station. I mean, it's been miles down the track here.
Now, if you have been investing on a regular basis, 401k, IRA, save, keep doing it. That's not a problem. It's if you have a chunk of money and you want to put it in the or get
it's
invested.
It's a little more risky.
Yeah, it's riskier.
Yeah, the key word there was regular.
Regular
investing.
Yeah, so those of you who are doing regular investing in your 401k, your IRA, your 403, all those other things, you're buying low sometimes, you're buying high sometimes, you're buying in between sometimes. So
keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
There you go.
Now, I know we have a lot of listeners live more than usual listening today, because the day after the Super Bowl, everybody stays home and calls in sick.
Because they need to sometimes,
because they
right?
need to sometimes.
Yeah. And what about the Super Bowl as a predictor of market ups and downs? Well, we'll talk about that old saw coming up. I even had to have Craig Montana look that up online, because I couldn't remember if it was the AFC winning or the NFC winning. Okay. So we'll have that. And, of course, we'll talk about what's going on in the markets and give you some insight as to how people who really work in this area look at things. And is there something, or are there some things that you can do besides just hanging in there, buy low, sell high, all that other stuff. Yes. So we'll talk about some of those things as well. And another little topic, something you probably don't even know about with regard to Medicare. We'll tackle that one during this hour as well. Of course, if you got a question right this minute, I'm sure you do, and you're looking at things and you're going, ah, we're right here. Give us a call. Glad to help you. Here's the number to do that right now. We'll talk to you in private on the phone. No one will hear you but us. And here's the way to do it. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, Jamie, right here on the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
Every other day, every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah.
Having trouble with mold? Bilski Pressure Washing in Brenham says leave the mold to us. Bilski Pressure Washing can clean sidewalks, patios, wrought iron, and wood furniture. They can clean around the pool and make your porch swing, deck floors, and rock facing look new again. Call James Bilski with Bilski Pressure Washing at 979-277-4135. That's 979-277-4135 for a free estimate on mold removal from commercial or residential premises. Wherever you have mold, let Bilski Pressure Washing wash it away.
Did you know that McCoy's Building Supply can handle any size home improvement project? From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, they've got the born to build do-it-yourselfers covered. And if it's lumber you're looking for, McCoy's traditional full-service lumberyard can handle any job. So next time you've got a repair or remodel project, visit one of their building experts for tips and advice. They can show you some of the most energy-efficient and high-tech building products on the market. They'll even deliver it to you. McCoy's Building Supply. Go build something.
Are you not the fixer-upper type? If you don't have the skill sets to build things, call the professionals at Our Integrity Works. Winter's the time for indoor work. Need your kitchen or bath remodeled? And if you're planning on a project for the coming spring, now's the time to procure estimates so you're ready to go when the weather warms. From building to painting, Our Integrity Works offers quality, professional work that lasts. Call Our Integrity Works at 979-251-7972. That's 979-251-7972. Or visit them online at integrityworks.info.
The water in our homes. Oh, what we do with that water. We drink it, play in it, make coffee, tea, lemonade with it. Boil, poach, simmer, ice. For cocktails, mocktails, blanching, and boo-boos. Skin, hair, clothes, pets. They all crave water, too. Make it cleaner, soft, delicious, fantastic. Yes, you could give your people Culligan water.
I'm Perry Ratcliffe, your Culligan man at Culligan Water Conditioning of Brenham.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adar.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Aguiland Humane Society of Bryan.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, February 6th, Craig will be talking about Brenham Activist Association Annual Black History Breakfast. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Got an office for Central Texas in Brenham, downtown on Main Street. just across from the courthouse. The other one in Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area on St. James Place, which is a nice little street full of banks and oil companies besides us. And glad to see you either place if you'd like to come in for that free review. If this market shakeout has been stressing you out, it really makes sense to come in and get psychologically straightened out a little bit here, because there are things you can do to blunt the impact of these things. They're going to happen, as we always say. I wonder if anybody was believing us when we were saying that these things happen. The last few months.
They hear it, but it's one thing to see it in your statement. And by the time you get your statement, this may not even show up. You know, because if you look at last quarter statement or this last month statement, it's at such and such price, and the market can dip 600 points and come back again, and you get your next statement, and nothing happened.
And by the way, after
That's exactly true.
And this morning, the panic seizure, oh, we're down 200. Well, okay, the markets are flat right now. They're pretty much dead even.
Yep. So it's come back again. It's people coming in looking for good buys.
Well, and this means the people who manage
large sums,
billions of dollars in investments, and they've all gone, hey, wait a minute, we've been waiting for a pullback.
Let's go shopping. Yeah, what you said a while ago is just as important to them as it was to us.
Yes.
You know, looking for good things to buy.
So, again, if you've been freaking out, you're worrying, all this other stuff, yes, there are things that you can do to blunt the impact. And what was it that you said during the break, Jamie, the stats on people who got out in 2008?
Yeah, statistics.
In 2001.
Yeah, statistics have shown that those people who bailed at the bottom, or was it 2002, 2008, whenever those big drops occurred, those people who bailed at that time, have their account values are less than those people who did not and just stuck with it.
It's not just us saying this, by the way. Yeah, this is borne out
by statistics.
All kinds of statistics out there. So, again, if it worries you, that's the bottom line. Come in for the free review. If you're one of those people who looks at your balance in your 401k or your IRA at the end of every day, and you're pulling your hair out here, again, come in to see us. It is a free review. We mean that. And yes, there are things that you can do. We'll talk about a couple of those as we go through the market. But I want to just leave that thought with you. Here's our phone number at the office. Sharon is there. She'll book you in a good time for you and for us just to get together, even if it's just a little financial hand-holding. And here is the number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. And get some sort of a game plan if you don't have one.
Yeah, if you get the game plan together, get your strategy. And that's the only time market corrections like this really mean something is if you're thinking you're going to go and retire or live off of your money. Well, you really don't want to start an income stream if you're down 5 or 10%.
Not ideal.
No, you kind of want to wait. So that's why we always say if you're thinking of retiring in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you need to come in and get your strategy down and start moving in that direction to income-producing assets. At least know what is going to happen. Because the story I always have is a gentleman I had that was going to retire from a construction company, big construction company, and he came in a year before, and he was going to retire, and then the market dropped. I think that was probably 08. And so he had to work another year to get back up so that his assets were there so he could produce an income for him.
Well, the other thing to remember, too, is most of us have really nice fat balances right now because the markets have been just roaring upward for the last year. And so if you need to make some adjustments, now is a really good time to think about that and do some of those things, Because what happens, are profits really profits unless you sell something and pocket the profits, guys?
Yeah, on paper doesn't count.
That's right.
On paper. You can't spend on paper.
Mm-hmm. So doing some adjusting never hurts, or at least find out about how things are working or not. And again, our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right. Super Bowl's over with, and the AFC won. The NFC won, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the Eagles won. They're in.
Oh,
the
yeah,
NFC.
Philadelphia won, yes. Yeah. Okay.
And so what does that mean for the market? What's the prediction? Every year there's a prediction on, depending upon who wins the Super Bowl. It started back, Craig looked up in the 70s, early 70s.
Oh, I was going to make that comment, too, because we had Craig look this up. He knew the exact verbiage to use.
That's right.
Oh, he did.
He did, didn't he?
Wow.
Yeah, I noticed that right away. So all these years of being here in the studio, he knows this stuff.
Wow. So, Craig, NFC?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means it's going to be a bull market.
Yep. Bull market.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
That's historically speaking from whatever pundit decided to make that declaration.
I wouldn't put your retirement on that.
No. Don't put everything on the line with that.
Yes.
Okay, so now bull market, NFC won the Super Bowl. Okay, so is that what you're going to pace everything with? No, we hope not. But there are some things that, you know, if you're kind of fuzzy on how things work, what about if you have certain types of investments? I have somebody who came in and had a free review and looked at everything, and they were invested in mutual funds. Nothing wrong with mutual funds. They're baskets of stocks in different categories, large companies, small companies, maybe foreign, maybe some bond funds, those kind of things. And this person had them all. And they said, well, I can't really see what's in here. Well, you can if you pull up information.
Mm-hmm.
You can even do that online. And it will show you what that fund was investing in, the people who run it, maybe over the last 30 days. That's about as far out as they go. And they could be different today, right, than they were 30 days ago. But the idea is, how do these things work together, or individual securities? How do those work together? Should you have a mix of both? And a lot of these things, again, depend on you, your personal situation. Are you taking an income stream? How do you produce that? What kind of safety? How much risk should you take? All these on and on and on things, right? Now, Doug, you got the state of Texas.
Yeah, there's a
board. Now this is free, right?
Yeah, this is free. I get a
this is a pamphlet,
a weekly newsletter. I signed up for it with the state of Texas State Securities Board. It keeps me updated on what the state of Texas is doing in the securities industry. And so they came out with every year. This is called the Texas Investor Guide. It's put out a publication by the Texas State Securities Board. And it's titled Strategies for Investing Wisely and Avoiding Financial Fraud. And it's pretty good-sized booklet. It's 64 pages, and it's very readable, understandable. It's free. You just need to go online to the Texas State Securities Board and request it. And it gives you all kinds of great information. Basically, you can either read it, or you just keep listening to the radio show, because we talk about all these things in here. The one I was just going to touch a little bit on today was the warning signs of fraud. That part five, the state of Texas Securities Board, is things that you got to watch out for. And the number one here is tips from those you know. That's what you got to watch out for.
Yeah, because now your friend, neighbor, relative,
I hear that.
Are they going to tell you about the stinker stocks that they bought? You know, things they lost money on? Are they going to brag about that?
Well, they even come in here to the state, talks about churches, community organizations, retirement communities. They call it affinity fraud, where con artist exploits affiliation with that group, and you think they're trustworthy because they're part of that group. So be careful with that. It goes on to a lot of different things, the free lunch offer, unsolicited phone calls, I like their little comment. They have a one-liner for junk mail. It said, for mail solicitations, buy a shredder and use it. That's from your state securities board. And the other things that we've talked about several times is pressure to act. You know, you got to do it now. This is only the one-time offer. You got to do it in the next 5 days, today, tomorrow, whatever. Pressure to act is a red flag. And then things you don't understand, don't invest in them. Simple. If you don't understand it, don't invest in it. And then also the last one is all talk, no documents. But just because they have documents doesn't mean it's correct. But if they explaining the risks and the costs and everything else, if there's no paperwork or no place for you to look it up, walk away. Just walk away. There's always good things. Another one, they have a special section just on investing in oil fields, oil-related, drilling oil, because especially here in Texas.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, I remember my sister and brother-in-law got into, because their uncle was drilling wells up in North Texas, and you know they bought a couple dry holes, and they got one or two regular ones. But for the most people, if you don't know what's going on, don't invest in it. Just don't.
And I just want to put something out there, too, for those of you who may have certain professions that you're in, who get this kind of literature and phone calls all the time. And I will say personally that I know physicians get this because my husband is a physician. And basically, they try to pick professions where they think people have some money that they earn.
Yeah, money they can invest.
That they can invest, all right? They have lists. And I know that they have doctor lists and lawyer lists and everything else. And they do call and say, well, just for X dollars, you can have an opportunity to buy into one of the great prolific oil fields and blah, 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 blah. Please, no matter what your financial status or occupation, please be very careful with those kind of things.
Yeah,
please.
Especially unsolicited.
Yeah, they just call out of the blue.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about that also is not only do they target people that they think are what we would call affluent, but have disposable income, but they also target seniors.
Yes. Heavily.
Heavily, they contact seniors, the reason being that seniors sometimes are more willing to invest in things they really don't understand. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, as you had said, Doug, that's one of the red flags. If you don't understand it, don't invest in it. And there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts when it comes to investing in those particular type of opportunities. That doesn't mean all of them are bad.
No, of course not. No.
But you really have to have your P's and your Q's together to know what you're doing.
Yeah, that old mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah, then have somebody else look at it for you.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, if you're one of those watchers of your portfolio of investments in your retirement plan at work, et cetera, and you saw a lot of movement to the downside and this is troubling you, again, are you set up the right way in there? Mm-hmm. You know, should you expect those kinds of big swings? Are you, frankly, at a point in your life where you shouldn't be taking those big swings, right? So, free review, priceless. And here's our number again, 979-836-2903. Come in, check it out. We'll go back and forth with you. We'll help you understand maybe some of the things that you're doing. How does it work? How does this work versus that one? All of that. Do it and become, if nothing else, smarter. Smarter, better investor for yourself.
Jamie was talking about seniors being targeted, and the Securities Commission, I think it's the federal. I'm not sure if it's federal or I'm sure the state would be in on that one. They have a new thing out called a trusted contact person that you can fill out for your investments. Somebody who doesn't have to be a family member, just somebody that you can be contacted by, if you're working with us and something doesn't seem right in your account, and we don't know who to talk to because you don't know what's going on.
Or if they can't get a hold of you, can't talk to you.
Right.
It's somebody we can call and ask, is everything okay? Is there something going on that we don't know about? Because a lot of times I get calls after the fact. Somebody's been in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we don't know that because they don't publish lists like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
But
so,
it's just another extra little bit of safety netting.
It is.
In
yes.
there.
So you might want, next time you go see your investment advisor or money manager or whatever, you may want to ask to fill out that form. If you have somebody, like I say, it doesn't have to be a family member, but it should be a trusted person. They can't make transactions for you, but they can find out everything that you have.
But it is just a contact person, someone that they can get a hold of.
Right. All right. Coming back, we'll take a look at some things that you can do possibly to blunt the impact of the downside. Plus, Jamie's tidbit about something you may not know about Medicare and enrolling in it.
This is really important.
And it is very important.
That
so we're going to stop.
That gets scary.
And,
so much to do with Medicare, and you're getting flooded again with all kinds of literature that isn't necessarily from Medicare.
No, that's right. So we're going to go over some of that with you, too. And again, questions right now. Here's the number to call us. Get some answers now at 800-332-7879. We're going to take a little break here. Talk to us in private on the phone at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover team will be right back.
Do you want your business to be noticed? 10X Graphics and Marketing is your local graphic design and marketing professional, offering creative design and marketing services that will get you noticed. Be noticed with a new logo or freshen up your existing logo. Be noticed on the web with a responsive website and striking social media graphics. Be noticed with creative designs and professionally installed vehicle decals by 10X Graphics and Marketing. Be noticed with high-quality window decals, custom signs large and small, banners, business cards, brochures, and more. Check out 10X Graphics and Marketing's professional graphic design and marketing services at 10xgraphics.com. That's 10xgraphics.com. Your local graphic design and marketing professional. Go to 10xgraphics.com and be noticed. 10X Graphics is a proud member of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community since 1945. Let them show you Rheem and Rinnai heaters, space heaters, and a variety of outdoor cookers and burners. They even have boiling pots to fit your needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care. And they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham. Or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacy in Brenham with a reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts Pharmacy, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227 for help deciding which plan is best for you. For a pharmacist you can trust, visit Medical Arts Pharmacy in Brenham.
Are the sweet nothings that your sweetheart whispers in your ear getting harder and harder to hear? Don't miss out on one syllable. Visit Paget Hearing Aid Center in Brenham. Paget Hearing Aid Center offers a free hearing consultation and a free assessment and cleaning on existing hearing aids. They want you to hear every loving murmur that your dear one imparts. Bring your sweetheart with you for their free consultation, too. Just call Paget Hearing Aid Center at 830-0865. Or stop in at 103 West Alamo in downtown Brenham.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah. Well, we were just enlightened during the break by a listener who called in.
This show, you learn so many things.
Yes. So thank you, listener, for calling in and sharing that little tidbit. Now, Craig Montana actually knew the etymology of this term.
Minding your
term.
P's and Q's.
Yes. Mind your P's and Q's.
What does that mean? And where did it come from?
Well, it's an old English bar tavern saying, mind your pints and quarts. P's and Q's.
The fact that I use that has nothing to do with the fact that I know anything about bars.
No, neither does Craig. He wouldn't know anything.
I'm throwing in a disclaimer.
Well, now that we got that straightened out, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. All kinds of fabulous information in this program always. This morning, of course, we've been looking at the markets. Lots of gyrations going on. And after the big whoosh to the downside, scary 600-and-something-odd points on Friday, and, you know, looked like some of the foundational things in the market were coming loose. And it's the first time we've really had a big washout in about 2 years.
It's called a correction.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hardly even that, though. I mean, a correction really is about 10% down.
Okay, and that was about 3.
And yeah, 2.5-3%. This morning we started off with doom and gloom, and now everything's pretty much dead even. You know, yeah. We've erased all the downside there. And we're going to talk here in a minute about some things that you can use and that are out there to help blunt the impact of some of these gyrations. Because, you know, you wouldn't be human if you didn't get anxious a little bit here and there. But should you be, how much should you be, et cetera, and are there things you can do? We'll go into that in just a moment. I did want to get into, real quickly with Jamie, this Medicare information, which is extremely important. And Jamie, go ahead.
Well, one of the questions that always comes up is, when do I have to enroll in Medicare? And because the Social Security age has changed, it sometimes gets confusing. But you enroll in Medicare when you reach age 65.
Whether you're working or not, correct?
Whether you're working or not, you still enroll in Medicare at age 65. Now, if you're working, you can enroll only in Part A as long as the employer that you're working for has coverage and has more than 20 full-time employees. Then you do not have to enroll in Medicare Part B. And you would be eligible for what's called a special enrollment period after you leave employment. And this is where the catch comes in. Because to qualify, you have to go through, there are certain qualifications in order to qualify for that special enrollment period. And the special enrollment period begins during the 8-month period that begins a month after employment ends or your coverage ends, whichever happens first.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is if you retire at age 65 but you still have COBRA, you still have to enroll in Part A and B, even though you have COBRA. COBRA coverage is not qualifying coverage under Medicare. That's an important distinction.
So you're on COBRA, you've left your job. You're on COBRA now.
You turn 65.
And you're going to be 65 here. When you turn 65, you've still got to apply, right? You've got to apply for Medicare.
You have to enroll in Part A and B. Both parts. Even though you have COBRA coverage, you've left employment, and COBRA coverage does not qualify you for a special enrollment period. And therefore, you have to enroll at your normal initial enrollment period, which begins at age 65. It actually begins 3 months before age 65, and then the month you turn 65, and then 3 months after. And what's important about this is if you think you do not have to enroll in Medicare because you have COBRA coverage and you wait, then you will pay a penalty when you do enroll in Medicare after your COBRA is over, and you will have that penalty for the rest of your life.
The penalty is a higher premium rate.
Higher premium rate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason that's important is I have heard people talking about the fact that they don't think they need to get Medicare because they have COBRA coverage. And in the Medicare enrollment book, that's where I was reading from.
On page 21 out of about 200.
Yeah, it's on page 21, and it specifically says that. And then on page 23, it says, remember that coverage is based on current employment does not include COBRA coverage, retiree coverage. So if you're retired and have coverage through your former employer, you have retiree coverage. That does not, you still have to enroll during your initial enrollment period. VA coverage is not included.
That's kind of unusual. That's, yeah.
And individual health coverage, like health coverage that you get through the health insurance marketplace, that's not qualifying coverage. So when you turn age 65, if you have COBRA, if you have retiree coverage, VA coverage, or individual health coverage, you still have to enroll in Medicare Parts A and B.
There you go. All right. So public service time here.
This is kind of a scary thing to uncover because I've heard many people say they don't think they have to enroll in Medicare because they have coverage through their employer under COBRA. Yeah, which is not qualifying coverage.
Or even not the retiree coverage. I know we have a lot of people in the Houston, out of the Houston office, that work for oil companies, whatever, and they get the retirement medical.
That's one of their benefits.
Paid for, but you still have to.
Right? You still have to enroll in Medicare Part A and B when you're eligible to age 65.
Okay. So there you go.
Word to the wise.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
There's lots of words to the wise.
Yeah.
That's very true. So what about the wisdom of staying the course in your investments, whether it's in your retirement plan at work or your IRA or if you just have brokerage accounts? And you're in the markets, and the old adage is, yes, there are going to be ups and downs, but if you've got plenty of time on your side, and we're talking anything 5 years, 7 years, 20 years, 10 years, on and on, is it as important for you to really pay attention? And I submit that it still is, because really, You've got to be able to sleep at night. It's got to be the right type of thing for you. And you've got to understand how things work at least enough to be able to say, well, this is making me feel lousy and this part of my investments is really taking a hit. Do I need to be there? Everything else seems to be riding along pretty okay, but this one part is scaring me. And what do you say to somebody about that, Doug?
Well, you got to have some growth in there. The one thing so you always need some type of in the market, and that's always the market's going to go up, it's going to go down, it's going to happen. But as long as you're not having to live off of that particular block of money at the moment, you ride it out. But the other thing that's kind of people forgotten is inflation.
Yep, and that's one of the reasons, the biggie, why we're having these market ups and downs here, besides the fact that it just went really high, really fast.
Yeah, the inflation, we haven't seen that for years now, or even the interest rates haven't been high.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of our listeners, well, they probably do remember when interest rates, home loans were at 10 and 11%, and that was a good rate to get a home loan. And so in the market is where you make that up, the inflation and the interest rates, because the market usually stays ahead of that. And that's why you should always have something in the marketplace. Not all in CDs, not all in bonds, not all in real estate. If you've listened to us long enough, you kind of realize that you don't put all your eggs in one basket. See, we got all kinds of little witticisms today.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, and somebody just asked me about this the other day, and we discussed it actually in the office with a couple of people here recently, is there are ways to kind of put a floor underneath a portfolio without making a long-term commitment to something that may be 5 years or 7 years or 10 years long. I know I've had people say, well, I don't want an annuity because I don't want to be committed.
Yeah, I don't want to tie it up for 7 years or 9 years.
Right,
or,
and only have access to 10% of my balance and whatever rules there are with some of those kinds of things. There are some new types of things the insurance marketplace has heard. Everybody who said, I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that, I don't feel comfortable with it. There are some alternatives. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about things that are not a huge commitment. There is some liquidity. There is some protection as well. You can still be investing in indexes in the marketplace. How does that work? And the big thing is, how can you tell whether it's something that might be suitable for you or not? Not suitable for everybody. So we're going to talk about this and relay a couple of conversations that we've had recently about this. Meanwhile, you got questions. We got answers right here for you. Money Makeover team, Tony, Doug, Jamie, right here in the studio. Our number, 800-332-7879. Got a question? We'll talk to you in private, on the phone, while the commercials are on right now. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
You are my toy, but I could be the ball you adore.
We got started with Downey from day one, and it's been a great, great form of advertising.
Full-page ad every year since day one, in color.
They go straight to that phone book because it's always worked for them.
Our ROI on Downey advertising has been very good.
Downey is the most affordable. We have a very large ad, extremely important.
It verifies that we're serious about being in business.
Downey delivers.
Call today, 866-7-DOWNEY.
Want to win free gasoline while listening to a Brenham High School or Blinn College baseball or softball game? KWHI and Buccaneer Food Store are bringing back the Home Run Inning Contest. Register at Buccaneer Food Store on Prairie Lee Street. Then tune in to KWHI's broadcast to the Brenham High School and Blinn College games. If your name is drawn, you could win. The first game of the season is scheduled for Tuesday, February 13th, when the Cubettes take on Cy Falls. So hurry in today to Buccaneer Food Store to register in the Home Run Inning Contest.
Brenham Tire and Auto is a full-service repair and tire shop on Bluebell Road in Brenham. They're your home team for oil changes, brakes, and tires. Bring your vehicle in and they will shuttle you to or from work in the Brenham area. Brenham Tire and Auto is a AAA-approved auto repair facility since 2002. So for minor to major repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles, see Brenham Tire and Auto at 605 South Bluebell Road. Visit them online at BrenhamTire.com and like them on Facebook. Phone 836-4811.
Bring into Herman Furniture now and save on a new Sealy Posturepedic mattress made right here in Brenham. Right now, save 15% on all Sealy mattresses. Plus, get free delivery up to 50 miles with a free setup and removal of your old mattress. You can finally get a good night's sleep on a new Sealy Posturepedic mattress while saving 15% at Herman Furniture, 213 West Alamo in downtown Brenham, your family-owned and operated furniture store. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas.
Are you looking for the perfect feed for your livestock operation? Head to Ludeman Feed for feed made like you like it. You can count on Ludeman Feed, specializing in custom feed mixes and offering name brands like Mormons, Wendland's, Bryant, and Vigor Tone Feeds. Ludeman Feed has a new owner, Patty Barnett, and you can count on Ludeman Feed to continue the rich tradition of quality from the country you've come to expect. So take the short drive to the country, just 6 miles west at 6703 Old Mill Creek Road for superior feeds from Ludeman. And feed.
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Poffel. Join me Monday night at 5:35 for the Brenham Sports Line. An hour of sports talk with a local flair. We'll talk about the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, and all the other area schools, as well as the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, Longhorns, Aggies, whatever you want to talk about with a local emphasis. It's the Brenham Sports Line, Monday night, 5:35, on your voice for local sports, KWHI.
The March primary elections are only a month away. Learn about the candidates at our Candidates Forum on Wednesday, February 7th at 5:30 p.m. Attend the forum at Brenham National Bank or listen to it live on KWHI 1280 or KWHI.com. Featured will be Washington County candidates in the contested primary races for County Judge, County Commissioner Precinct 2, Constable Precinct 4, and County Court at Law Judge. That's KWHI's Candidates Forum, Wednesday, February 7th at 5:30 p.m. at Brenham National Bank.
I'm Bob Tallman. If you've ever been to rodeos around Texas, you've probably heard my voice. I've had a long career working in all areas of agriculture with all kinds of people. At the heart of my success and the work I do today is 4-H. It helped shape my life and is still helping young people get a handle on what's important, like values, integrity, ethics, responsibility. That's what 4-H fosters. Whether you live in the heartland or in the heart of the city, I want you to bring your kids, get involved, raise a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yep, got our dancing shoes on right here on the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. And, of course, Jamie... reprising his tuba riff here, and the polka here. And by the way, a little dancing going around in the markets this morning, mostly positively.
Yeah, it's
who'd have thunk it back on Friday, huh?
Started out like 1% mm-hmm. down, and now it's pretty much even.
Right.
So if you
heard about the Eagles winning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bull market, that's right.
NFC wins the Super Bowl, that's bull market, right? Yeah, okay. But, you know, if you're not going to just rely on that to do all your investing, whether it's an outside account or your retirement plan through your workplace or whatever, you know, somebody did ask me, and I've discussed this, and I know we all have with folks that come in to see us, and they say, what can we do? To kind of blunt the impact of some of these swings, because, you know, we were getting pretty far ahead of ourselves in the markets, right? I mean, it's been raging upward for months and months and months, right? So there are some things that are not long-term commitments, and we all know that there are some things that you can invest in. They do work. They work well, depending on whether they're suitable for you in the first place, right? They will do what they do, and they're longer-term investments. Most of the time, it's going to be...
It's for growth.
Growth.
Yeah, it's not...
It's kind of like your own pension.
Right.
Right. And you're going to put money in there, let it grow over several years, and then take an income stream off of that.
Yeah, you move it out of that investment to something that produces income.
Well, I was going to say, that ties into what you're talking about earlier in the show, you know, where you talk about the fact that there are no profits really until you take your profits.
That's right.
And there's, you know, one thing to do to think about is if you are concerned about the level the markets are at, is go ahead and take some of your profits and move it into another investment where you have some protection. And there are lots of financial instruments out there that will allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You probably aren't aware of all of them. But that's why we're here.
Yeah. And the one we've talked with a lot of folks about here, even when the markets were really great, I mean, there just seemed to me the sky was the limit. You know, but not always, right, as we have seen again. So what else is there? Well, there is something out there that we have used quite a bit. Again, it has to be suitable for all the individual who does it, but it actually puts in kind of a buffer below your investment portfolio so that when the market does make changes, like it has in the last few days, right, you don't have to be thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I've just lost that money, et cetera. And explain a little bit about how this works.
What the insurance company does is they give you, there's like 8 or 9 choices of different places to invest.
Mm-hmm.
And they set a maximum of how much you can earn in each one of those, depending upon what they think is going to happen. So you may get 1 at 7, 1 at 9, 1 at 12% maximum.
That you can make.
That you can make. But then they also will say, okay, if you invest here, that's the most you can make, but we'll also protect you for like the first in this 10%. If the market goes down 9%, you won't make anything for that year, but you won't lose any money either. You'll have all your money. If it goes down 11%, you only go down 1% for the year. It's a whole lot easier making back 1% than it is making back 11%.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some trade-offs there because the insurance companies, they got to make some money too.
Sure.
You know, but that gives you some growth on the upside and downside. If the market does go down, then there's so many people thinking that it's going to crash. Well, here's a way to have somebody else take some of that risk from you. Now you got to pay for it. There's some fees in there, but not very much.
No, and it's not like what a lot of the longer-term investments were that we
correct.
Talked about earlier, where you've got a 4% or 4% fee underlying something like that.
And you don't have to – this particular company will let you take the money out anytime you want. But
yeah, there is liquidity.
There is
That's right.
But it's proportionate of what the value would be at the time. So it's not exactly.
Yeah, what is the value of it that day that we're moving everything out of it or some portion of it out? And they will calculate that, and that will impact what you get out of it. But you're not.
But you can take
paying
it all.
A penalty. But you can take it all if you wanted to. That's
right. There's some other ones that will guarantee that you never go backwards ever, but you usually have to leave your money in there for a period of years with the same type of principle. They cap you on the upside. But they say, well, you're not going to ever lose a dime, but we need to keep that money for 7, 8, 9 years. It depends upon the company. So there's different products out there.
Right.
Well, and this points out the fact that there's ins and outs of all these different financial instruments, and there is no magic bullet. There's give and take on everything. All of them have some good things about them. All of them have some bad things about them.
Right.
And so you have to understand that, and you kind of have to choose which thing comes closest to doing what you want to have done.
Yeah, what strategy or a combination. I know we use several of these different types because of the way that particular couple wanted to invest their funds. We use combinations of those things.
Right.
Strategies.
And remember, it's a strategy as opposed to just chasing something and trying to catch it at the right time. Or whatever. Again, free review, very, very important, especially now. Don't let the time go by without finding out what your options at least might be. How do things work? 979-836-2903. That's our number.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.